Good afternoon, I'm Ben Abrams. As part of the 2026 semi-quincentennial, Philadelphia is celebrating things that first happened right here in the city. This week, that celebration centers on the Slinky toy, which was created by a Philadelphia man and by accident. Violet Comber Weiland from WHYY's BillyPenn.com has the details.
Philadelphia-based engineer Richard James accidentally discovered a Slinky toy when knocking a spring off a shelf at work. When Richard left the family for a religious sect in 1960, it was then up to his wife, Betty James, to help to finalize and revolutionize the toy's popularity. Rebecca James Morris is Betty and Richard James's daughter.
Mom was the one who sort of had everything going. After he left it in bankruptcy, or the company, in 1960. So she really got the jingle going. She put it on TV.
Betty sold the brand in 1998 after running the company for decades. But the toy's nostalgic legacy continues today. You can celebrate the Slinky at this week's Philly Festival on Saturday, August 29th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the American Philosophical Society at 104 South 5th Street. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comber Weiland, WHYY News.
Union Community Care, a Lancaster-based network of federally qualified health centers, is operating a new location inside a classroom at Coatesville Area Senior High School. The school-based community health center is set to open in January of next year. Jimmy Reichenbach is Chief Impact and External Affairs Officer for Union Community Care. He says it will be the first of its kind in Chester County.
The focus will be on things like same-day visits for injuries and illnesses. So think of sore throats, asthma, cough, cold and flu, things like that, minor injuries.
Like other federally qualified health centers, all patients at the new location will be treated regardless of their ability to pay. In sports, the Phillies play the Angels tonight in California. That's at 9:30, 8 p.m. The Phillies are currently second in the NL East. You're listening to WHYY.